Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Money FM 89.3, you're in the breakfast huddle with Elliot Danko, Manisha Tank and Ryan Hwang, and it's time for The Bigger Picture.
Interesting what we're picking up from Wall Street overnight, finished off in the green, and there seemed to be some optimism going around in the vaccine sphere.
Yeah, very much. And it's like every morning you wake up and you think it can't be another record high, and then it is.
Yeah, it's like a race for a vaccine right now. I've got Russia come out to say it first, and now China saying they had something confirmed back in July, and everyone's trying to really make progress on this front, and investors reacting to all the headlines. To get a bigger picture on this, we've got Lee Kian Soon. He is the CEO of Astro Asset Management. Morning, Kian Soon. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing good.
Hey, Kian Soon. Glad to have you back on the line with us. Hey, Kian Soon. So we are looking at markets really pushing up higher all the time we take a look at it. And right now, there are a couple of things, I think, helping support markets. You've got the U.S. economic data showing some signs of recovery. And then later this week, you've got the Jackson Hole Symposium, where Fed Chief Jerome Powell might say a few words to reiterate his message that low rates are here to stay. What are you looking out for? And is this likely to mean we'll see the climb in stocks continue in the long term?
I mean, if you look at the first half of 2020, the best of time is also the worst of time. The worst of time happened in the first quarter 2020 when the COVID outbreak was spreading rapidly and the market actually corrected by more than 20%. Subsequently, in the second quarter, you actually have the best of times as most markets recovered double digits because that there's no longer a lockdown globally. No, 3 billion people are allowed to go out of their house and go back to work. The market priced this ahead of economic recovery, and you have optimism about the rapid test kits, about vaccines, and plus the monetary easing and strong fiscal policy, you actually have a strong market recovery in the second half. What we are seeing in the third quarter this year is actually interesting because as more markets slowly get back into the economic activity machinery, any kind of good news would actually help to propel the market further.
Yeah, talking about headlines, Kian Soon, what's also making the news is all this around TikTok, WeChat, and you've got US-China tensions simmering. So in the lead-up to the elections, how do you see this playing out for the tech space, which has become a bit of a proxy war?
In terms of the impact of the tech space, what is also interesting is a lot of the Chinese companies that are listed in Nasdaq has actually started to shift back to Hong Kong stock market. We see that for Alibaba, we saw that for JD, we're going to see NetEase, and we're going to see more companies making a shift as the tensions on the tech space actually went up. And this would continue to be a trend because none of the Chinese tech giants would like to be held hostage in a single capital market.
Yeah, we're chatting with Lee Kian Soon. He's CEO of Astro Asset Management. Now, Kian Soon, looking at how markets have been performing, or rather, outperforming in the past few months, somehow the way to look at it is the easy money has been made. So a lot of money into technology, glove makers, medtech has really pushed up valuations. When you look at the markets right now, where do you see value? Is it time to start repositioning, taking profit? And if you do take profit, where do you park your money?
I think way back in March 2020, when the situation was at its most severe, a lot of opportunity emerged in the healthcare sectors where you could actually invest in PPE manufacturers at very attractive valuations. And we saw that as the demand for PPE equipment soared, this value has actually went up rapidly. And as the market situation changed with the possibility of a vaccine or a rapid test kit, I think it's expected that the demand for PPE equipment will probably be peaking. And people are looking for the next interesting story in the stock market because economic recovery is coming. So rather than looking into the conventional sectors that has benefited in a way from the COVID situation, I think people are now looking at what is the opportunity if a recovery comes earlier. And we already saw that for the vaccine makers because a lot of money has been poured into all the vaccine makers, and we sense their valuation going all-time highs. We see that for, you know, the drug companies which are coming out with a treatment drugs and therapy for COVID-19. So the next question to ask is really, you know, in terms of economic recovery, as most countries open up, you know, and even considering open up their borders, what are the companies that will benefit, you know, going forward?
Okay, so that kind of ties into the next question on REITs. I'm looking at the Business Times today, and you've got East Spring and OCBC Research saying, you know, as REITs right now are cheap with upside potential, the worst is over. Are you going shopping on REITs right now for yourself, Kian Soon?
Actually, for REITs, there are different categories, and which is very interesting, because if you look at, if you're referring to the retail REITs, yes, we are seeing people going back to the malls, people going slowly, especially the neighborhood malls, as the activity starts to open up. But at the same time, we can be very sure that, you know, if you walk around the central business district, if you look at the offices, mm-hmm. you know, people are actually not fully back to work, as, you know, it has been encouraged that we all work from home as far as possible. And I think the trend of working from home is going to be much longer than we anticipate. It's most likely going to go right to next year. And working from home actually will have a big impact on the office rigs in terms of the office leases, as all the corporate office leases run out, you know, end of the year or in the coming future, because most companies will start to rethink whether they need such a big office space in the central business district.
Okay, something to look out for down the road for REITs. And finally, Kian Soon, to wrap things up, looking at your fund, it's actually doing well in July, up 7%. I think that's a new monthly high for your fund. And for the year, I think it's year-to-date nearly break even. So if you look at your fund this year, how have you been positioning? And when you look at it in the months to come, how are you hedging your positions amid all this uncertainty? And if you look at gold prices, it is also going up. Where do you find the defensive plays right now?
So in terms, COVID situation started, we know that this is going to be a major, major crisis. So what we did was we actually have increased our allocation to all the healthcare sectors. And actually, we also have increased allocation on the essential providers, for instance, education, food producers, as well as packaging manufacturers. And when we look at companies, we are very cautious to ensure that the cash position of the companies we invest will be able to last them for the next 12 to 18 months, i.e. for the long term, because this crisis might stretch us out with a huge amount of uncertainty at that point of time. In terms of geography focus, we actually focus on countries or cities that manage COVID-19 well. And the reason is simple, right? If you cannot manage the crisis well, you'll most likely be in an economic lockdown, and you're going to restart, and you're going to come back to economic lockdown. And, you know, it's going to be very bad for businesses in general. And hence, we tend to focus in the Northeast Asia region of China, Hong Kong, Taiwan, as well as Singapore. But in terms of looking at each of these city and country, we tend to also lean towards the big domestic economy, because we know that big domestic economies can do much better in terms of such crises, as they are not dependent on global traffic and trade. Okay. And that's how we have actually come up with a framework in terms of allocations for our portfolios.
Okay, very good points. Look out for companies with strong balance sheets and also exposure to countries based on their COVID-19 management. Kian Soon, thank you so much for your time this morning.
You're welcome.
Lee Kian Soon, he's CEO of Astro Asset Management. Kian Soon, we'll catch up with you next time.
Okay.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.